Democrat John Kerry campaigned today in Florida, where some voters are already going to the polls. Senator Kerry responded to President Bush's New Jersey speech, arguing that he can fight a tougher war on terror. The senator pointed to new evidence that U.S. troops in Iraq were undersupplied by the Bush administration. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Senator Kerry says the president talks tough about protecting America, but he doesn't back up his words. At campaign stops in Tampa and West Palm Beach today, Kerry said the president's mismanagement of the war in Iraq has made both that country and America less safe and secure than they should be.
Mr. President, when it comes to the war in Iraq, it is time to come clean and acknowledge what your military leaders have told you privately.
Kerry referred to a report in today's Washington Post about a letter that the top U.S. commander in Iraq wrote to Pentagon officials last December. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez complained that shortages of vital equipment, like body armor and tank parts, were compromising his ability to sustain combat operations.
The day after General Sanchez wrote his letter, George Bush went out and told the American people our troops were properly equipped. Despite the president's arrogant boasting that he has done everything right in Iraq and that he's made no mistakes, the truth is beginning to catch up with him.
Pentagon officials told the Post that the supply situation in Iraq has improved since last year, but news of the Sanchez letter adds to an earlier admission by former Iraq Administrator Paul Bremer that the U.S. paid a heavy price for never having enough troops in Iraq. Kerry said he would never send troops into harm's way without the best equipment in the world. He accused President Bush of clinging to a false idea that progress is being made.
Republican senators, Senator Lugar, Chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, Senators Chuck Hagel and McCain, have all complained publicly about the mismanagement and incompetence of the president and his team. And now Iraq is a breeding ground for terrorism.
Kerry's campaign visit today coincides with the first day of early voting at polling places throughout Florida. This is the first presidential election Camille Aponte-Rosini has been eligible to vote. The University of Tampa junior wasted no time, marching with a group of college Democrats to the election office in downtown Tampa.
Two students were carrying the big Kerry Edwards poster, and the rest of us were carrying our students for Kerry signs and just chanting on the way here. We got response from people driving by the streets, honking their horns, so it was pretty cool.
The first day of early voting was not without glitches in Florida. In Hillsborough County, an internet problem delayed check-in at many library polling stations. Election Supervisor Buddy Johnson tried to reassure voters at the College Hill Library in Tampa, some of whom waited up to 2 hours to cast their ballots.
There are lines everywhere because people have turned out in record numbers this morning. We have voted more people, I would say, in the first 45 minutes today than we voted the entire first day in the primary. I got to tell you, I'm just as happy as I can be with the turnout.
Johnson added that the identification problem is being addressed. Both parties are intensely aware that the contested 2000 election in Florida was decided by just 537 votes. Even as he urged supporters to go to the polls starting today, Kerry promised this time every vote will be counted. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Tampa, Florida.